I unplugged a series of things and plugged them back into different places. I did it. Call me on it. Now it works. Before it didn't. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org, and the first band that I'm playing is Greg Arrow. Enjoy. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. This is Kill Radio's all submission show. You submit it, we play it. That's all there is to it. Normally I try to play at least two tracks from every act. We have a mountain here of music, and that's just stuff that's come in through the mail. Mark is on his way, and I'm sure he has tons of stuff that's been sent to him. Did I say sended? Whatever, it's Monday. Hi, Mark. Tons of stuff that's been sent to him via MP3. So we're going to move along. I'm going to do it. I'm actually just going to play this time like one track per CD. But of course, everything we get goes in the library. We recycle a lot of it. So I'm sure you'll hear it again. That was Greg Arrow, www.gregarrow.com. And he comes from us from Austin, Texas, where they make a lot of good music. This thing I'm putting up is called The Forgotten Grace Theory. And the name of their EP is Lower Middle Class Fight Music. And the name of this track is Enemy Mine. You believe this shit? Someone rewired the whole board in such a way that I had to rip out the brains of the Mackie.
Right,
yeah, I had to rip out the brains of the Mackie and plug it into the main board directly. I'm going to have to fix that shit later. Anyway, lots to talk about, lots to play. This is Here Here on killradio.org.
Thank you.
Hear, hear.
All right. Ooh, I sound good. Is this a new mic? No, it's just a new fuzzy thing on it.
New fuzzy thing. It makes it look like a new mic.
Yeah.
That was the Forgotten Grace Theory. Lower middle class fight music is the name of that. And they have a MySpace page, which is myspace.com/ForgottenGraceTheory. So thank you for submitting. Once again, you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Kill Radio's only all-submission show, and the best one ever in the world, anywhere.
Yeah, we just got
Don't
that.
Agree?
No, it just, we just got, we got that award from People Magazine.
Best all-submission show on
Internet radio in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles,
in the corner
just
of...
Just the Southeast District of Los Angeles.
Yeah, like the...
They did it
the best one
districts.
That's the closest to Koreatown.
Yeah, yeah. So we're very proud
and there's,
of that.
Like, we blew away second and third.
Yeah.
Like, they're distant second and third.
Yeah, well, you actually blew third, actually, altogether.
Twice.
Which is good. Yeah, so,
stupid. I deserve that, though.
Yes, yes, you do. God. Ugh, what a crazy day.
I
what
know,
a
huh?
crazy, insane day.
And I almost wasn't going to come in.
I know, and I've been all over the place. Like, I just came from someplace. I just came from...
Oh, you
from
came
a,
from some... Yeah. I came from someplace,
really?
Too. Wow.
And where I was holding
we
me
have
up.
We have so much in
and
common.
And I had to actually drive through cars, which, you know, they're solid. And so if one of them is in front of you and it's not going fast enough, there's not much you can do about it.
Right, right.
So that was one of the reasons I was late.
That's important.
And then, get this, I have to limp from my car. Here, I have to have...
Are you still limping?
Yeah, I have to have knee surgery. I just found out this morning.
We were talking about that last week.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, I had an MRI, which, by the way, if you ever have an opportunity to get one, don't. It's a horrible experience. It really
don't
is
Don't they stick your head in that thing?
Well, it was just my knee. So, really, I was in the thing up to my chest, because they were just doing the MRI of my knee. If they
head
had
first?
To do anything higher. No, like feet first. So, my head was outside of the machine, and I was just sort of staring up this big... You know, GE, we bring things to life symbol.
No.
But even there, even without being completely in it, it's incredibly uncomfortable. And you can't move. And, of course, my knee twitches involuntarily when
right.
it's forced into that position. And it makes this sound that's kind of like a jackhammer into teeth, you know? It's just a sort of like...
And why is it making that sound?
Somehow that's... It has to make that sound. That's how, you know, it makes an image of your insides by bouncing magnetic, you know, whatchamacallits off your doodads, and then it records it, and then some guy translates it and tells me I have a torn meniscus and some other problems.
Wow, that sounds hot.
Well, it's not. And, so now I have to go see an orthopedist, which...
Should you be sitting down right now?
It's a cross between an orthodontist and a pediatrician, I just found out. Not true.
Don't you want to be sitting down?
No, I'm much more comfortable standing
on
one foot, actually.
Is that what you're doing? Oh, you are.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, it comes and goes. It's either incredibly painful or it doesn't bother me at all. There's no middle ground, so really.
That's always the best.
Damn it, son of a bitch.
Is that a hurt moment? Got it.
So, yeah. So that's what I'm going through on a Monday morning. And then we're going to play. We have a whole bunch of music. I'm sure you brought music. I have a stack of music like you wouldn't believe.
You have more than I do, so.
And then at the end of the show, we're going to have my friend Michael R. Harris, whose music we've played before on the show. He's local, so he's going to drop by to tell us about some of the things he's doing at the end of the show, and he might even play.
And then somehow you're going to leave early.
Yeah, I might have to leave him with you. I'm not sure how that's going to work, because right after this...
I don't want to be in a room with him.
I have to go. No, he's very nice guy. Really, very cool.
I don't know him.
You've been abandoned. You've been betrayed before, I can tell.
Yeah.
I want to play, and you can't stop me. I want to play this.
I was going to say, I didn't bring any music, by the way.
Yes, you did.
I'm being sarcastic.
Oh. Well, I guess I ruined that for you, didn't I?
Yes.
Well, do you want to play a song now, then?
No, play.
Okay.
You can play.
This, last Thursday, I interviewed a band called the Dust Bowl Cavaliers, which is a bluegrass, country, roots, Americana band. I had, in this room, I had six people. I had two guitars, a banjo, a mandolin... And drums.
And you just pointed all the mics at them or something?
And I feel like I'm forgetting something. But yeah, I just pointed all the mics at them. And
they just jammed.
And they play. And they're incredible musicians. And I think I've actually played there. They're the ones that did the cover of Yoshimi Battles of Pink Robots.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bluegrass style. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they were on Is Good. And you can download their interview from myspace.com/thisisgood, which I recommend. And One of the band members who sings and also plays the mandolin, his name is Ryan Raddatz, and he has his own side project, so he gave me this CD. And he did this thing called the Song A Day Project, where for 21 days straight, he woke up every morning and he wrote a song and recorded it. He made a song a day for 21 days. So I'm going to play...
Play something from the middle.
Yeah, I'm going to play day 8 because it's really hilarious. And
that's where he gets punchy,
and really
right?
And speaks to the whole... to the whole project. And so I'm very, very pleased to be able to play Ryan Raddatz. You can get more information on the Song A Day Project by going to myspace.com/RYAN Ryan Raddatz, RADDATZ. And
if you need any of this information, just instant message us at Kill Radio Station. We got that up and running, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was I going to say? This, the name of the song is Every Day Shouldn't Be Prom.
Sketch 8. This is a list of thoughts that get in the way of writing a good song. I'll list them in a random order as they come to me. If you ever think you want to do a song a day project like I'm currently doing, maybe grab a pen and paper and write down these thoughts that get in the way of writing a good song. Number one is I've done it all before. Number two is kind of the same, it's shit I'm repeating myself. Number three is I can't say that, because then they'll know what I'm talking about and they'll get upset. Number four is, oh shit, I've made it too vague, now everyone will think it's about them. Number five is, I used that rhythm yesterday. Number six, and this is a big one, is, oh my god, I'm the most self-indulgent person in the world. Because writing a song a day is kind of like, it's almost as bad as writing a song about writing a song a day. Thank god I'm not at that point. If I ever get to that point, tell me. I'm gonna pause now for some sort of solo while I figure out if there's any more rules and thoughts that get in the way that I left out. Here we go. Audition, and that can't do good things for your creative energy. Oh yeah, one more. Number 10, expectation and expecting to be brilliant. I was thinking about that today and it reminded me of prom and how I wanted prom to be so great and it wasn't, mainly because I wanted it to be great. I even wrote a poem for Carrie about how great it should be, and the poem said that we've just got to relax and let this be as great as it's going to be. And it was funny because I wasn't relaxed at all. There was nothing relaxed about prom. Every day shouldn't be 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 prom.
That's Ryan Raddatz. I'm going to keep this CD around with us because next week I want to play another song from it.
Totally.
But yeah, the Song A Day Project. MySpace.com/RyanRaddatz. That's RyanRaddatz. And
there's 21 songs.
There's 21 songs. And what's great about it is because Shannon and I listened to the CD from top to bottom. Like, we took this weekend we went up to Mount Baldy.
Uh-huh.
Our friends were drinking themselves silly in a cabin, so they invited us to come hang out.
Nice.
And so on the drive up there, we were listening to this CD, And we made it through all 21 songs without getting bored, which is pretty impressive since they were written in 21 days. And impressive anyway, since I couldn't write a song to save my life. Well, to save my life, what do you have?
We are going to play that one-man group Tapestry. Remember
them? Yeah.
Because he flooded you, flooded me.
Yeah, I have his CD right here. You're going to play from your...
Yeah, because he actually... Okay. He got us on both ends. He contacted me
just the other day, actually.
Yeah, he submitted through YouSendIt.com, and so I got two tracks from him that I'm going to play.
Cool.
I like them because they're both... They have family resemblance to each other, but they're both different at the same time.
Yeah, he was telling me that he's written like 400 songs or something like that.
Yeah, but I don't have track names. It's so weird.
Yeah, I even called him out on it. I sent him because he asked if we had gotten the CD. I'm like, yeah, we got it, but we didn't get any info on the tracks or anything like that.
He's him.
And he wrote back, oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, nice. Well, I found him because I just kind of did a search of his name.
You know what? I don't know if it's myspace.com/tapestry or not. We should look it up. Is it?
Yeah.
Because I have his MySpace there. So, okay.
But that's how I found it. So let's go to this first track. I think it's called either 20.4 or 204. It's three numbers. Both of them have numbers for names.
You plugged into here?
No, I'm not.
Are you plugged into anything?
No.
You're just going to play it on your laptop we're going to watch you bob your head up and down?
Where we go? There we are.
Is that... Oh, that'll work. Great. Oh, that's a pleasant sound. Okay, good.
Ready for me?
You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. It's all true.
You can talk more about... He has a 6-second silent lead and drives me crazy as a DJ.
6-second silent... Oh, there we go.
Thank you.
Hear, hear.
You're listening to Hear, Hear on killradio.org.
That again was artist by the name of Tapestry, myspace.com/tapestry. Track name, we're just going to guess, 20.4, 204. The email said 204, and my ID tag on this track saying 20.4.
Well, it was a good track, a good whatever song. It was called.
Yeah.
I rather enjoyed
it. Yeah, I like it.
It was really good music, and I've listened to a couple of his other songs through the CD that he sent, also on his MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if all 400 of his songs are good, but the ones I've heard are good. So that's good. Thanks, Tapestry, for sending your music.
Yeah, thank you.
To Hear Hear. Coming up now, we have Scott DeRoss from Endemic Music, which I think is based out of Canada. I'm not sure, but I think it is. And he sent me his CD, which features a lot of different artists in the hip-hop and trip-hop arena. And you can get more information on him from www.endemic, E-N-D-E-M-I-K, music.com. And let me just make sure I didn't totally screw that up. And the answer is no, I didn't. Endemicmusic.com. Excellent. So this is a track called Humans Buried Deep. And the name of this album, which is a good name, is One Kind of Dead End. So this is Scott DeRoss on Hear Hear, killradio.org.
Scars of its end, it goes vicious, rapid, and fearful. Somewhere the weather is nice and for me just can't. butter patches make a route to exotic places. It's Orlando with guns and space on a time lapse. You look like burning bad fabric with ants on a demolition quest. I too come from a place that is vicious, but I'm not buying military water down apartheid stocks on purpose. Imagine being bored to death. Imagine being dinner party being to death while drowning in gasoline. Anything better than being one of them on a chain death. To death. On a chain to death.
I'm suspicious and vicious. I leave you with stitches. Those bitches are snitches. I rap with my riches. I know you'll be wishing. You'll be sleeping with fishes. But you'll be buried in the desert with iguanas and lizards.
Inflate our egos with helium. Float away with the Liberty Bell.
I ain't on the same thing that got Biggie and Kennedy killed.
Kidnap the Pope. Drop him off at the keg.
Pick up Reagan's old body for a puppet show in South America.
Never going to work it out. We're never going to work. We're never going to work it out. We're never going to work.
Hey, we're back.
Did you say years of walking funny?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically. Well, never, like,
you don't walk funny.
God,
you're so hard on yourself.
God was drinking when he made me, and no, it's just yeah. We were just talking about why it is. How does someone tear their meniscus without being in an accident? And the answer is by being me, apparently. So that was Scott DeRoss. And
that was
and the
rad.
Featured rappers on that were from an act called Bluebird, which is B-L-E-U, bird. And they're cool. So thank you, Scott, for sending us some good music. It's always nice when, so far today, the music, by and large, I think has been high quality,
totally.
Maybe even higher quality than we're used to. No offense
than,
to
than higher quality than we deserve, perhaps.
No offense, you know,
to
bands that
shows
suck.
Past.
You know, to bad
right.
music or any of the.
No, we in fact we kind of relish in
that,
that as
before.
Well.
That's part of the charm It'll, of the
yeah,
show.
It all works to our advantage.
But when we have a show that has tons of good music like today's show, it's a shame.
It kind
of
wakes you
5
up
5 minutes late.
Yeah.
But there we go, focusing on the negative again. What
John?
Hey, I saw snakes on a plane this weekend.
And?
And it's really not as bad as you would expect it to be.
No, but it's like bad in a good way.
Well, if a movie sets out to accomplish something, and you're aware of that, and it accomplishes that, then really it's an excellent film.
I mean, the title alone, hello.
It is snakes on a plane. Like, you can't get around. I mean, there were a couple things that were like, you know what, they really probably should have, you know, ended this way or taken out that character or something like that. But by and large, the movie was entertaining, I have to admit it. And I went in really not really wanting to not like it, you know.
Right. Did Shannon go too?
Yeah, yeah.
What'd she think?
Same.
She liked it as well?
Yeah, and about, you know, I mean, it was entertaining. And I like, it kind of reminded me of some of like the horror movies from the early 90s where there's sort of like really gratuitous in short spurts.
Right.
And then they pull back, you know, and they calm you down and say, everything's going to be okay. And, oh, my God, there's a snake in my eye. You know, right. Like, all of a sudden, they come right back at you. And so it was fun. And I saw this interview with Sam Jackson in a magazine. Well, Shannon was telling me about it, how they were asking him, you know, what's next for Snakes on a Plane? Are they going to do a sequel or something like that, you know? And he's like, I don't know, maybe Rats on a Plane. And then the line will be, where are the motherfucking snakes when you need them? What do you have lined up next on
this
on
killradio.org? This is a band we've played before. They, I think they've become big fans of ours, and they're called Indigo Babies out of Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and they got some new music that they sent our way. We played them, it was probably around a month ago, maybe. Anyway,
yeah, I remember them.
Anyway, really good group of people. I like their music a lot. This song called Cherry Blossom, you are listening to here on killradio.org.
Org.
I knew you were going to do that.
Well, I knew you were going to say ORG.
And why am I spinning?
Yeah. Urban Technique says, yeah. That's VTech. VTech just signed in.
Okay, I'm having spinning wheel of death right now. I don't know why.
What's the matter?
You know, my iPod just froze.
iPod just froze. That's better than what happened to my iPod.
So why don't you go to something, then we'll come back.
My iPod left me. Left me for another music lover, I guess. Wasn't where I left it. All right, fine. We'll
I'm
go
playing
else
an iPod off of my new MacBook, and for some reason, it's just totally froze.
That's fucked, dude.
Dude.
All right, well, instead,
Hold on. We'll come back. We'll come back to Cherry Blossom after. Where are we going to go now?
To Los Burbanks and their new album entitled Snake. And just a couple things. These guys are from Seattle. They're the number one most requested local band, number one in phone response for local artist rock radical radio KTFH 1680, Seattle, Washington. Blasted on radio and in stadiums from Houston to Miami. CDs produced by Michael Barbiero of Guns N' Roses, Metallica, John Lennon, Yoko Ono, and Shakira fame, as well as Rob Grenoble, Antigone Rising, Dismemberment Plan, Chris Damey, and several other things that make the Burbanks very... very good at what they do. The Burbanks. I'm such an ass. Los Burbanks. sorry, automatic translation.
You could have said the Burbanks.
I suppose that would have been more offensive. All right, this is Los Burbanks, and you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Cool. Apparently, Los Burbanks, they play music in English and Spanish, and they're all over the place. Name of the album is Snake. It's got a picture of a snake on the front. That's why I was thinking of snakes on a plane before. And incidentally, if you're listening right now, and you sign on to AOL Instant Messenger, and you want to send Kill Radio Station some commentary or something, we need to have a question of the day.
We do?
Yeah, I think we need to have a contest of some sort.
Okay.
I'm thinking organism and mode of transportation.
Okay.
And that's the contest.
Okay.
Yeast on a Zeppelin has already been taken.
Is that yours? Is that your entry?
That's my entry, yeast on a Zeppelin.
Okay.
But, you know, be as creative as you like. Jews okay. on a pogo stick, whatever. You got nothing? You're fired.
No, I don't have anything. Not yet.
Did you get your computer to work yet?
Yes.
You Ready? Can go to losburbanks.com to check out more information on Los Burbanks. Thanks for sending us your CD. And this is Indigo Babies, right?
Yeah, this is Indigo Babies, Cherry Blossom. Also, their MySpace page is myspace.com/IndigoBabies, baby with a Z. Killradio.org.
Cherry blossom in winter time. So many butterflies affect this young summer. This girl, she got me scared. My last relationship, it was so similar to this. I feel these smiles return and burn deep into tears. But then again, it's so beautiful to step into the unusual. So pure and mutual, Cupid's movements flow so fast. But this way, I feel like I'm back and simple. But then again, I'm reminded of deception. When I mean no reflection, it always got me questioning. Is this cherry blossom all rose and no lips? So when I open up, only time will tell when it plays me. Or maybe you and I will blow. But now I see all my actions are reflected. So many thoughts in my mind, I'm trying to find a way. In my mind, I'm so caught in my mind. So many thoughts in my mind, I'm trying to find the way. In my mind, I'm so caught in my mind, I'm trying to find the way my past comes.
California, I was once a strong samurai from the golden prosperity. But you so many thoughts in my mind. Find a way away from past times. I'm so caught in my mind, I'm trying to find so many thoughts in my mind. I'm so caught. Find a way away from past times. I'm so caught in my mind, I'm trying to find.
And we're back on killradio.org.
I need to stop
You're
this.
You're listening to Hear Hear. We're taking pictures
of ourselves
for the Hear Hear MySpace.
I got a new MacBook, and there's this program called Photo Booth that utilizes the built-in camera on the computer, and it's almost like just like a photo booth. It takes pictures of you.
How do you take a picture? You just press that button.
Press that right there.
All right, that's great.
See over there right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, we're going to take a picture of us talking on the microphone.
This is us talking on the microphone. See, where are you looking, though? You're not looking at
the lens. Oh, no, technically you should look there.
Yeah, but that's not where you're looking. You're looking at yourself.
I'm looking at you, because you're looking hot.
Is it working?
Yeah. There it goes. That one's good.
That's the one. All right. We're going to have a MySpace page for Hear Hear. And I'm thinking about that's going to be a much better way for us to let bands know that they're getting played, that they've been played.
Totally.
That they should
especially
submit
since
their stuff.
All these bands have MySpace pages.
Awesome.
So anyway, real quick, that song Cherry Blossom, really like it.
Yeah.
Really like them too.
That was a lot of fun. That was Indigo Babies, right? Yes.
Get these Indigo off my motherfucking mind.
All right, so what do we have up next? Let's see, we have a CD by, the act is called Star No Star. And the name of this track is Biter. Let me just get the mixer up and ready to go. Wait, you know what? Actually, now would be a good time for us to...
Talk about submissions?
Talk about submissions. And, and actually, I'll play Star No Star at the beginning of the next hour. Why don't we switch over the stream so we can break this into two...
Oh, it's 1 o'clock already.
Two chunks. It's 1 o'clock already. Actually, moving right along.
Yep.
Which is good.
Are you ready to be quiet?